Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome into the show that's on in the afternoon. Davey, what are we wearing?
Yeah, trash. I love it.
Well, I mean, we are, actually.
Yeah, we're trash. We're good at it, though. Fancy trash.
Yeah. Yep. That's what my description on my Hinge profile.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Yeah, fancy trash. Nice.
Fancy trash. Oh, boy.
All right.
Friday's off to a good start.
We've got a great show here for you today.
Sponsored by Hinge.
Sponsored by Hinge. Yeah, just sure. Kidding. Why not?
Get a free month.
I actually just downloaded a couple dating apps. That was one of them. Everybody tells me stay away from it, but what are you going to do? It's all anybody does these days.
You can make pen pals.
Pen pals? Yeah, you think? That's something you want to do? Write letters back and forth to people and mail them off?
A little bit of mystery. Would you say?
Get that thing off the mic.
I was about to.
Sure. Like
inside, the mic is inside of it.
Literally up in it.
Okay. Your trash is robust. Yeah. Very robust on the mic. Yeah. There we go.
So we've got a great, very interesting show here for you today. Big announcement on today's show.
Huge announcement.
With Michelle Vagan from Panache.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be very, very fun, man. We got some cool stuff coming up. We'll tell you about it in just a couple of minutes. First, we got to give a big shout out to our friends at Nissan of St. Augustine here in, St. Augustine.
Yeah.
that's me trying to stall and find the read. Great cars, great people, great value. The only thing they're missing is you. They vow to be attentive, honest, and straightforward with you throughout your auto purchase. And, of course, your ownership experience. That's not an of course for everybody, honestly. It's an of course for Nissan of St. Augustine.
Por supuesto. Yes.
There you go. I assume that meant of course in Spanish.
Yes.
Very good. I'm learning. From the popular Nissan Rogue and Altima to the mighty Nissan Titan, the luxurious and sporty Nissan Maxima, they have everything. Plus that new Ariya, the electric vehicle. Go drive it for a day. Sign up on their website. They want to become a staple in our community by building lasting and valuable relationships and providing service that exceeds all expectations. They've got a sales center that's open 7 days a week until 8 p.m. for your convenience. We love them. They are Nissan of St. Augustine. You're going to love them, too. Get down there today.
Yeah, great inventory. Just load it back up.
Yep, huge selection out there of new vehicles.
And I'm hearing people are test driving the Ariya, and they like it. It's a smooth ride, and they do that one day. You can test it out. Head on to the website, fill out that application. Why not give it a shot?
It's very easy. Also, what else is...
Yes!
What else is very easy? is our friends at All American Air getting on a maintenance plan with our friends at All American Air. It's very, very easy. It's very, very affordable. And you'd really have to worry so much less about your AC system.
Yeah.
They come in a few times a year. They spruce it up. They make sure everything's running the way it's supposed to be running. And you just can forget about it.
Absolutely.
They make it super easy down there at All American Air. Give them a call today. See what they can do for you. 904-461-0070 and take advantage of that $2,000 federal tax credit on your new system at your primary residence. Now it's going to be gone very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Just putting that out there.
Yeah, let's lock it in there.
All right, there we go. Now to the fun stuff. Michelle,
good morning.
How are you this afternoon?
I'm great. How are you guys this morning?
Good.
Welcome back. We miss you like crazy.
It's been a minute, hasn't it?
It has been a little minute.
Yeah. What's going
on? Every time you come in here, well, not every time, almost every time. You bring a bunch of swag for us.
I know.
We feel so special.
You
today.
Are special. You look fabulous.
Okay. Thank you very much.
So trashy. Yeah. I didn't forget Clay. He is actually back there wearing a tiara. He's wearing a recycled tiara made from trash bags, and it looks fabulous on him.
Which may or may not be available on Snapchat.
It may.
Right.
May or not.
Or not.
Because it's not.
Be gone.
So it's definitely probably gone.
Actually, I brought real swag for you guys, too.
Okay.
I thought this was real swag.
That is real swag, but you have to give it back to me.
Oh,
this is swag you actually get to
see. So this is like museum couture piece.
You got it.
I love when you bring swag. Can I tell you, I got a lot of sun yesterday. I was out in the sun a lot yesterday.
Well, if I had had that memo, I would have brought you different swag.
Well, I still have some of the moisturizer that you brought last time, which has been great.
Hope it's not expired. Check the date,
Well, even if it is expired, what's it going to do? It's moisturizer. Is it going to hurt my skin?
The active ingredients in it. You've got to,
Feels very moist. Skin feels very moist. Maybe that's just because I'm sweating because it's giving me an allergic reaction.
What might help is you could get one of these.
Okay.
That looks cool.
Yeah.
Is this good?
Yeah.
That's the Jamiroquai look, isn't it?
Yeah.
Remember Jamiroquai?
I do.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Cultural insanity. Yeah.
Jamiroquai.
The video where the floor moved and where the bugs and blood.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I've got nothing for that.
Great
I'm
video.
Sorry.
But that's cute. Right. Okay, so cute.
I made a little bucket hat. It's a bucket hat. It's made from recycled material. They're going to be on sale for Earth Month at Panache.
Okay.
Okay. And proceeds from the sale of this hat will go to Charity Water.
Okay.
And this would also aid in not getting a sunburn when you are outside.
Yes, it would.
That's...
Yeah, it would.
Right? But he's a little bit more athletic because he's out there playing tennis. Well,
then you might need an Aveda trucker hat.
This is the one he needs.
How do we feel about this one?
This is I like these kind of hats in a pool.
I mean, I like these kind of hats all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it breathes a little bit in the back there. We need it in Florida. Otherwise, yeah.
And nice, shady feel.
Yeah.
Feels good.
Very nice. Right. I like it. I like the trucker hats. Yeah. They awesome. Breathe well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Very nice.
All right, so those are all going to be available at the salon.
Cool.
Okay. We bought these through our network, and we will donate money to Charity Water, which I think you guys are familiar with from last year, for anybody who isn't.
Charity Water
is a worldwide organization that brings clean water to communities that don't have access to clean water.
Okay, cool.
And Aveda salons worldwide participate in raising money for them. Mm. And April is our big month. So we will have those. We also have this really great new product, Botanical Repair, strengthening leave-in treatment, which is an amazing product. But what's really cool is they've repackaged it. I don't know. Where do you want this, Clay?
There you go. Right there.
Yeah. So this package, when you buy it in this package, it's $40 and $10 of it goes to Charity Water.
Oh, so it's a specific package. It's a specific
package, specific product.
It even says the Charity ones, Water on the top, it looks like.
Yeah. I mean, it is very clear.
Okay.
Charity Water, this is the one.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
You'd be
surprised. How well does it work, though? Does it work great?
It's phenomenal. Okay. This is one of our favorites. Really? So it is definitely a little bit of a cult classic in our salon now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
$10 of your purchase helps fund clean water. I think that's really awesome.
I think we take
for granted that we turn on a faucet and we have access to clean water. Mm-hmm. Most women or children in these communities that we're helping spend about 4 hours a day bringing clean water to their community.
Yeah.
So that means those kids aren't in school. That just means the women are doing what they can to keep their families hydrated, clean, safe, alive.
We're seeing a lot of global water initiatives. You know, Haiti, for example, doesn't even have plumbing, period. So, I mean, it's incredible to get infrastructure
And let's talk about what access to clean water means. I mean, the water that they're accessing is not clean by our standards.
Yeah.
So we're bringing them clean water to their communities. It's pretty awesome. So that's all happening. But, hey, we started talking about swag.
Okay.
So while you're in your running water showers and you're getting clean, I brought you both a rosemary mint bath bar.
Oh, it's the best smell.
So here, take one, pass it down.
Nice. I love this smell.
Clay,
this is best.
I didn't want to forget you. I brought you something special.
Right, that's that Aveda smell. Yes.
Nice, huh?
Okay, that is really nice.
And this is for Clay. I forgot him last time.
Okay,
I don't want to bring up
everybody
a sore memory.
Clay. It's really
not
sad.
Not today. I brought Clay a rosemary mint invigorating perfume aroma vegan soy wax candle.
Wow.
Rosemary
That's
mint.
A mouthful.
Wow.
It is a beautiful candle.
Trust me, he needs the bar of soap. Give me the candle.
I will let you guys arm wrestle over your prizes later. But I thought, you know, when you have your friends over and your house could smell lovely.
Absolutely. Really
nice. Ladies in your life might appreciate this.
Smells so good, the
it's
rosemary
the
mint. Yeah.
It's the best.
Okay.
It's
iconic.
It's the best. So, Clay, there you go. Thank you so much.
Clay, you got something today.
You got something.
It's always great, man.
Speaking about getting something, can you talk about the NAHA award that you guys got?
Right.
How amazing was this moment?
So it's we're a finalist.
What does it mean?
National Association of Hairstylists.
Okay.
So NAHA is, you know, it's hard because it's something that's so celebrated in our community, in our industry. It doesn't really translate into the real world, but it's hands down the most prestigious award in North America for salons and hairstylists. Mm. And we were nominated by our network of Aveda Florida for most inspiring salon.
Wow.
And we're a finalist out of, there's five finalists out of North America.
It's incredible.
And we're one of them. So
that's amazing.
I kind of now get it when you hear like on the award ceremonies, like the Oscars, the, you know,
it's an honor just
when
to
they
be
say
nominated.
When it's just an honor to be nominated. I'm like, you get it now. You want to win. And I'm like, you do. But at the end of the day, like, who cares? Like, you made it. Like,
you got some major recognition. You're doing big things.
Yeah. Feels really
all
good.
Out of North America.
Out of all of North America, there are five that were selected to be finalists.
So what do you think is the panache difference? Every guest, every time? What do you think?
When it comes to actually like the inspiring part, like I think it's just our deep roots in community, really.
Absolutely.
I mean, the level of care that I feel like our team provides on not just your service, but in our town. I mean, it's our joy and privilege to serve It is one of our first pillars and core values. It is serving as a privilege.
Mm-hmm.
And when you really break that down, you know, if you are in a position that you can serve someone, then you are in a privileged situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're in a space where you can help someone.
Yeah.
And that is, it's our privilege. It's our joy. And I think that resonates in everything that we do.
Well, look at
and
what everything really you do with Matanzas Riverkeeper. Look at all that. That's a beautiful part. Love Your Mother was an amazing event, what they did for, yeah.
That was a year ago. Can you believe that?
I can't believe it.
Me either.
I can't believe it. I want it back. I want it back. That's, I'm ready for it to come back.
Well, it might be happening.
What? It might be happening.
Captain Obvious, tell us what's going on.
Well, we are going to have a Love Your Mother event on Friday, April 21st.
Okay.
And we are calling it Love Your Mother Unplugged.
Okay.
So I did say I would never do it every year, and I'm not doing it this year. I'm just doing something a little different. Panache is putting together an unplugged version of the Love Your Mother fashion show.
Oh, wow.
It will be a very intimate, exclusive evening at the salon. We will have a catwalk. We will have music. We will have Little Barco will be out there. Black Fly will be out there. But it will be 100 tickets only.
Okay. Very exclusive. So
extremely exclusive.
Yes.
The seats that we do have will be on the runway.
Oh, great.
Oh, wow.
They will be on the catwalk.
Cool.
You will see the fashion within 6 inches of your toes. So you will really get to see what the artists have done to create amazing fashion out of trash.
Mm-hmm.
We will also have an element of storytelling. So you will hear directly from the artists and designers what inspired this show, what inspired the art that they've created. And
sort of like the unplugged feature of this. Sort of like, yeah, I love that.
Do you know what my inspiration was? Was that, I think it was MTV Unplugged.
Yeah, remember? Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And like they sat there like on a stage on a bar stool.
Yes. And storytellers. Yeah, same thing.
And told like, this is how I came up with this song. This is what was going on in my life.
Yeah.
This is where I was. And the audience was just really engaged and participated. And I think it will add just a really profound element. Love Your Mother is such an iconic show in St. Augustine, right?
Yeah.
It goes back to that, if you know, you know. Like, if you've been there, and Pete, now you know.
Yeah, I know. That was my first experience last year, and I was absolutely blown away.
And you will never, it will always resonate somewhere with you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I will never forget that.
You'll never forget it. And why? I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Right. There was just a feeling. Energy. There was a vibe.
There's
you're
a
right.
Feeling.
The energy. Yes.
We drank the Kool-Aid. I don't know. Yeah.
I drank a lot of Kool-Aid. There was a lot of Kool-Aid and I drank a lot of it.
Yeah. But that's where the art comes in. It's inspiration. Yeah.
And you can't explain it to anyone. And we're going to carry that feeling into this. But it will be just a very different experience.
So what was the need? Because you really did start the campaign, was like, I'm not going to do this every year. And so like, what was it like that? What was it? I need to do a little something.
I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I mean, we miss it and I'm excited. I mean, this is.
The need is we're going to raise money from Matanzas Riverkeeper no matter what.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every April, we are going to raise money for Charity Water and Matanzas Riverkeeper.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So we know we're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We know we have artists. We know we have an audience. We know that there is an element here that people still want. I know I can't do it at that level. We sold 1,000 tickets last year and we raised $130,000. That's huge.
That's insane. That's so amazing.
But I can harness that energy, right? We can kind of take it.
Make it more efficient.
Condense it.
Just use it. And spin it and do just something a little different and something special. And it doesn't have to be the same. It's not going to be the same. But I think it's going to be a great segue into next year because we're doing it next year.
The big one is next year.
The big one is happening. The big one will happen.
Is this exclusive? Are we getting this breaking news right here on the show? Wow.
Twice. We dropped two truths for you today.
Wow. My mind is blown.
So this will help us, you know, just harness that energy and propel it forward. And it fills my cup.
Yeah.
It fills our artist cup.
What about the designers? Who's going to participate?
There was a rumor out there that we might be doing this. And I mean, we've been turning people away. Like we have a limited space, limited time.
Right.
But you know, the lineup's coming in. Juliana has a collection, of course. God, but our headline collection this year is actually from Lucero. Is a veteran stylist at Panache. And I'll give you a little bit of her story.
Please.
She raises butterflies.
Really?
And she this year will raise her 1,000th butterfly.
Wow.
Okay.
So her collection will be her story.
How beautiful.
So it will be beautiful. And if you recall last year, her collections are always, you know, revolve around butterflies.
Have you ever seen these butterflies?
Oh, yeah. And we even have a butterfly garden at Panache. Oh. And if she sees a cocoon that's, you know, not looking viable or healthy or strong, she'll take it home. And make sure it's where it needs to be. And if the butterfly comes out strong and beautiful, great. And if, I mean, she's amputated wings, like given butterflies, taken wings and put them on other butterflies.
I went to the Key West like butterfly museum. So I know like how dramatic, like and beautiful these animals are. Yeah.
And she's done 1,000.
Wow.
So her collection of art is always kind of centers around butterflies. And a lot of our advertising is beautiful, big headpieces that are, stunning. Those are hers. So her her collection this year will be wearable.
Okay.
Nonetheless fabulous, but wearable. And it will also be available for purchase after the show.
Oh, cool.
Oh, great.
And proceeds from the sale of her fashion will go to Matanzas River.
That's kind of a new element, having it, having some of the products you see available for purchase.
We'll be very transparent. A lot of the product you see at a big Love Your Mother fashion show is held together very precariously.
Absolutely. Winging a prayer.
It is for a fashion show.
Yeah, yeah.
And her fashion is being curated and created in mind to wear and to be sold and for proceeds to benefit.
You mean I can wear this every day?
You,
I can walk around, wearing this every
you
day.
You could.
And tell me how sweaty you are right now.
Right, yeah. That's a great point.
I definitely feel a little hot. I feel like a wrestler. I think we said this last year. Trying to make weight.
Yeah, right.
So if you're trying to make weight, this would be the way to do it. And shocking, they came right out of a bag and still look great. So that tells you how sustainable plastics are.
Yeah, right.
Oh my God. Unbelievable. So Matanzas River Keeper, they've got to be excited.
Oh yeah. They're jazzed. Yeah,
that's so fun.
They're happy to be included, and we love raising money for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great organization.
Yeah.
Speaking of great organizations, talk to me about what's up with the Green Circle Initiative.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm really glad. So I was listening to your morning show, and it was in the, and I ran to the salon today and printed some stats for you guys because Troy had mentioned Exxon Valdez and the oil spill.
Right.
And, you know, I was young when that happened, and I remember it, and I remember it being on the news, and I remember seeing the wildlife coming out of the ocean and just the efforts that were made to clean up that oil spill. And I'm just honored and proud to be part of Green Circle. So it's an initiative that we took on probably about 6 months ago at the salon, where we are 98% of the waste we produce in our salon is diverted from the landfill. And
98%?
We are.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. The only,
it really is.
The only thing that we don't recycle is bathroom trash or trash that has food on it that you can't.
Because
of the food, or, you know, if it has food in it, we can rinse it as best we can. But something that is saturated by oil, we have to throw that away. But,
hair?
Oh, wow. Recycled. Cotton swabs, you know, from waxing, the tongue depressors from waxing, cotton balls from pedicures, the orange sticks to push the cuticles, nail polish bottles, acetone, paper towel, everything, single-use items. We've been sending those and diverting those from the landfill now. And I can tell you, if this is fascinating to me, in 6 months, we have diverted 40 pounds of hair.
What does that hair do? What does it do?
But think about how much that is. If we've got 40 pounds of hair.
Yeah.
So hair, if it is thrown in, if it is put into a trash bag and put into a landfill, produces methane gas. So it will decompose and break down. But while that's happening, it's releasing methane gases into our air,
environment,
into our environment, atmosphere. So by diverting that hair, we are eliminating the creation of air pollution, and the hair is used to make booms to pick up oil spills.
Yeah, that's right.
Or for bedding for animal shelters.
Right.
It's also used in like an environmental crisis, like a hurricane. They'd be sent and made into bedding for shelters.
That's awesome.
Wow.
So it's a great humanitarian effort that is coming from just salons sending off their hair.
And a team effort, because everybody has to be. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everything is sorted and recycled throughout the day.
So you had to get a buy-in from all staff, everybody.
54 people bought into this and said, yes, we want to do this. It was a unanimous decision across the salon that this is important.
You can do so much good with just hair. Scrap hair.
So aluminum foil. You wrap your baked potato in it, stick some holes, put it in the oven. Or you use it to cover something. We use it for highlights.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we pull one of those foils and it goes into the trash, aluminum never breaks down. It has an infinite life. Mm. It will never go away. It's a big word, never.
Yeah.
I say
that
to myself all the time. Never is a big word.
Yeah.
Profound. Never is profound. And so we now take all of our hair foils that have enlightener in them. They've got chemicals in them. We don't have to take care of that. We put them in a separate bag and we send them to Green Circle and they clean those foils. That water is then treated and the chemicals are removed from that. And the water is still, everything is recycled that they do. And it creates, we make bikes.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, we don't make bikes.
You have a hand in making bikes.
That is so cool. We have sent off 200 pounds of metals.
Wow. That's a couple bikes.
And aluminum isn't heavy.
No, it's light as a feather.
A piece of tin foil.
But
so if you imagine
so much of it in your business,
200 pounds has been sent off.
That's amazing.
That blows my mind. We've diverted.
And that used to just go to a landfill and never decompose.
Never ever go away. Pretty cool. Pretty amazing.
Very inspiring.
183 pounds of paper, 125 pounds of plastic, and 96 pounds of single-use items. Cotton swabs.
Yeah.
Don't weigh much.
Wow.
So the numbers, 96 pounds doesn't necessarily feel big, but when you think about what is adding up to make those 96 pounds, it's pretty amazing. Cotton balls.
So was this risk worth it? Obviously, right?
100%.
I know how much went into it to try to get everybody to, get on board, but that is just...
And, you still have pushback here and there, and some guests who just don't understand or care.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. We're still going to do it.
Yeah, of course.
We're still going to do
it. So awesome.
It's so important. So thank you for letting me share that with you. We're really proud of that.
Yeah, thank you.
And we wonder why you're top five in the North America, the finalists, right?
That's amazing. We know.
There it is.
So talk to me about when tickets go live.
Thank you. They're going to go live tomorrow.
Okay. Where do they go to get
those tickets? We will have an Eventbrite, and we'll link it onto our Facebook and on our website, and probably on our Instagram. So on our Instagram page, there is, everybody says link in bio. Y'all should click those links in bio. There's usually a lot of information up there. Whenever you read a caption that says click link in bio, check it out.
It's muy importante.
Just in case. When you click our link in bio, there shockingly will be a link to buy the ticket. So we'll have all of that up tomorrow. We literally decided last Friday that we were going to do this. So this is, not only is it breaking news, it's very current news.
Happened. Thank you for coming here to break
you're
it.
The, yeah. You're the, awesome. I texted Davey. I'm like, I got news. You want to hear it? He's like, yes, we do. So we're excited. And this is the first public announcement that this is happening.
That's so
awesome. There have been some rumors. We've, chatted here and there to get some stuff. We do have our two presenting sponsors. I should definitely put that out there.
Okay.
Our dear friends at Hyundai have shown up, and they show up every year.
Awesome.
And I saw him in the salon on Tuesday, and I was like, Andrew, he's like, yes, I will. And I said, you don't even know what I'm asking.
Oh, he goes, see, that's a great one.
Good. And he goes, we're getting to April. I'm like, we are. So he's like, send me the information and you can probably count us in. So
special.
I sent him the information at 8:00 on Tuesday night, and at 6:30 in the morning on Wednesday morning, he said 100% in. So
that's awesome.
That was a very easy ask. A hard ask was Amara Med Spa, because they're new to town.
Yeah.
So they have no context. They don't really understand, but we do have a business relationship with them, and enjoy our partnership with them. And I'm like, yeah, I think y'all should think about doing this. He was a little bit harder to sell, but he knew it was important, and they are behind the cause, and they are excited to also be a presenting title sponsor for the Love Your Mother Unplugged.
Great way to jump right into the community. That's awesome.
And to dig into something that's unknown.
Yeah.
I mean, Andrew has a very long history of being a part of this show, and we're so grateful for that. But he knows exactly what he's buying into. He knows exactly what he's supporting. He knows exactly our heart and our cause. And it's a little different because it's an unplugged version. So he's excited about that take on it. you know, Amara Med Spa, they are new to St. Augustine, and they're taking a chance, and they're trusting us. And so I really appreciate that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Very, very cool.
We appreciate their jumping in. So,
for sure.
Yeah. We're cool. Excited.
Keeping it fresh and lively. I love it.
It's what we do.
Well, Michelle, thank you for coming by.
Thank you so afternoon. Much for having me. I really appreciate that I can shoot you a message and you say, come on. And I love that we get to announce this on the local news source. It means a lot to us that we have you guys and that we get to be here.
Thank you. You're a blessing. Thank you so much.
Down there, and we love being a part of everything you got going on.
I think I'm getting teary.
Oh,
no, you're not allowed to do that.
That's how much we've grown.
It's not seeing the sign.
Have you met me? Have you met me? I cry at all things.
No, but in all seriousness, you have been with us since we started this afternoon show, and you are an absolute blessing every single day.
We love being a part of it.
To tell people to get with it,
Boo. Look, guys, look what's happening. They've made me cry.
Take the crown.
Oh, my gosh. All right. I'm done.
You got plenty of garbage to soak it up.
All right. Let me get this plastic. Wipe my eyes. I don't think that's going to work. As he takes the plastic to his brow. Not going to work either.
Michelle, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to talk to you very, very soon. Very excited for your
event. Can't wait.
We'll be there.
Awesome.
Oh, and also, we expect to have you guys out there.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, we'll be there.
Oh, I wouldn't miss it.
Right. When is it?
Absolutely wouldn't miss it.
When is it? Friday, April 21st in the plaza at Panache.
Okay.
Tickets will go on sale in the morning. Extremely exclusive. I would not wait. We only have 100 tickets.
Okay.
We sold over 1,000 last year.
On your calendar.
So.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you.
Davey took care of that.
There it is. Handled. Oh, look at that. It's
handled.
There.
It's there. You're so good to these guys.
Oh,
I'm going to say one more thing. Do not shut me off yet. They are lucky to have you.
Oh, I love them. Yes, these are my brothers. I love them to death.
My gosh. It's definitely a family, and y'all make it work.
For sure. Awesome.
All right. Thank you very much.
You are very, very welcome.
We appreciate it.
Looking forward to next time. Hey, man, that's going to be exciting.
It's going
to
be great.
That fashion show was one of the funnest events I did last year, and I'm looking forward to the...
How can we wait that long, but not something? We get a little something now. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, a little remix. I love it, man. Hey, talking about getting a little something, you can get something back if you are a St. Johns County resident.
Okay.
And our friends at Old Town Trolleys. In fact, you won't get something back. You don't even have to put anything up in the first place.
Yeah.
Because locals ride free when accompanied with a full fare adult paid guest.
That's pretty amazing.
Awesome. Yep. But you got to go and sign up for the Hometown Pass to take advantage of that. Mm. You can do it very easy. Takes about 2 minutes at hometownpass.com. Your Hometown Pass can also be used. More perks at the Old Jail, Potter's Waxing Museum, the oldest store museum, and more. Old Town Trolley's free Hometown Pass is the best way to entertain visiting friends and family. It really is. This way, you don't have to drive them around downtown and say, oh, yeah, look, that's the farm.
Right.
Oh, yeah, look, that over there, that's the bayfront.
Right.
They do that for you, and they can do the history of it, too, and they make it fun.
It's so nice. Just drop them off.
Yeah. Old Town Trolley. They're the green trains. They're the best trains, damn it.
Yes.
Damn it, was not in the read, but I added that.
You felt passion. You had to go with it. It's
very passionate about the green trains.
You just made the afternoon show rated PG.
Next, we're going for PG-13.
Wild in here. Yeah, we're going into horoscopes.
We are.
It's not a Leo day, is it?
No.
Let's see. No, Leo was. Do you want to hear the Leo forecast for this week? We can give you what your forecast was.
Yeah, we have.
First of all, I can't believe you missed a show where we shouted out the Leos. A little disappointed.
Those are
in you,
the
Michelle.
Ones I think I avoid. The only
everybody
one
complains to me about the Leos. All right.
The Leos are horrible.
Yeah,
you had a love related horror show.
Oh, I did a love rated horror. Oh
yeah,
gosh,
you did.
Let's not go there. No.
All right, we won't. Whatever. All right. No, I'm actually on deck today.
Okay.
Boring it. Let's do this.
Pisces. Mm-hmm. We've got Pisces and Gemini. Clay, can we get some horoscope music, sir? All right.
Oh, they're here. Very aggressive. Here. Okay.
Pisces. Here we go. You like to have things in perfect order and will pick nits all day.
Oh.
Okay. Your sex life has become well known due to your meticulous nature.
PG-13.
Wow. Yeah, I know. We just went PG-13.
Now we're PG-13.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's keep going.
Sorry.
Let's go for R.
Yeah.
Gemini.
Okay.
Gemini. You like smashing spiders with your bare hands and trying to walk to the bathroom in the middle of the night with no lights on.
That's weird. What happened there?
I know.
Is that like a beauty treatment?
I don't know.
Oh.
It's but you combine those two things and it just makes for a very odd situation.
Very odd situations. Very Elvira.
Yeah. And that's all they have for you today. That's all the stars have for you today, Jim.
Oh, I would, yeah.
They're maybe just kind of telling you about yourself. You need to acknowledge it, I think. Yeah.
Put the soap closer to the bed.
That's there it. You go.
There it is.
This soap.
If yeah.
You put this soap next to your bed,
it's nice
going to
smell tie
your
in.
It's going to smell great.
Excellent. Aveda, I hope you're watching.
All right, man, what do we got for events coming up?
Okay, call to action. Homeless Coalition, they need some stuff that's super urgent. They need canned tuna, chicken spam, Vienna sausages, some condiments. I'll put all of this in comments. There's some sugar packets. They need a cup of noodles. So they need some basic some supplies, paper towels, travel-size toiletry items. The drop-off is 62 Chapin Street in 32084 between 9 and 4 p.m. I'll put all this in comments. But, yeah, Homeless Coalition, guys, looking for stuff. Go through your cabinets and check the expiration. If it's expired, throw it out.
Yeah.
Or figure out some sustainable way of repurposing it. Thank you, Michelle. I saw her eye. Yeah.
Right.
Next up, don't forget the application for the 64th annual St. Augustine Easter Parade is coming up. I will be your MC that morning.
Right.
Spreading the word, the Easter Parade this year will be on Saturday, April 8th, starting at 9 a.m. You can apply directly online, and I'll put that in comments at oldestcitieseaster.org.
Okay.
And sign up. Yeah. So the Easter Parade application deadline is April 2nd. So that is creeping around the corner here. Yeah.
Well, maybe we need to get the beast in there.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Beast in there. We've never done the Easter parade. I like the Christmas parade.
They really are looking for a good shake up this year to try to really bring back that good full energy, and I think that we're going to rally. So yeah,
all right.
Let's nice. It's the royal family.
If you're MCing, energy is automatic.
Yeah, let's do it.
I love it.
Hey, if you ever want to throw your child in the air safely. Well,
where is this going?
June 2nd.
Let's be careful not to get child charges.
Well, I'm just saying. I said safely.
Yeah, okay,
Aerial Dance Summer Camp is coming up. Oh, aerial silk, aerial yoga, dance trapeze, lyra.
Sure, this is a mermaid thing?
I promise you.
Okay.
This is something new. Polis athletics and classes in St. Augustine. Find out more at Aerial Athlete St. Augustine. But yeah, they have a kids summer camp coming up from June 12th through the 16th. I mean, a lot of kids like to fly, so that could be fun.
Did you say polis?
What? Polis dancing. No, pole athletics. Aerial hoop. There you go.
Aerial hoop?
Here yeah. See okay. where y'all went?
I know. Yeah. To get to art.
Right. Yeah.
All right. It's nice.
And you were worried about me.
Now we're R. Yeah. All right. Fort Mose Historic Park. Join St. Augustine Chamber of Commerce in person at Fort Mose to create a new business contact, promote your business, and build relationships. Good food, beverages, and networking for a great evening. They also have sample of the new Fort Mose 1738 bourbon whiskey. That's why I brought it up. New brand of bourbon named after the historic state park Fort Mose is working to bring awareness to the St. Augustine site. You can purchase the bourbon by checking them out on Facebook at Fort Mose Historic State Park. The goal is to sell 100,000 bottles. And the event is free for members and prospective members. So just say you're thinking about signing up. That's all.
Nice.
Friday, March 31st, 5:30 to 7 p.m. over at Fort Mose.
Love it.
Yeah.
Great stuff, man. Before we get into the funny segment for today.
It's good.
I will tell you that no matter where you want to go, the Bailey Group will help you get there. Their first priority is helping you take care of yourself and your family. They want to learn more about your personal situation, identify your dreams and your goals, and understand your risk tolerance. Long-term relationships that encourage open and honest communication have been the cornerstone of their foundation of success. Give them a call today, 904-461-1800. Over 300 companies and organizations trust the Bailey Group to understand their situations and craft programs that work for them.
Perfectly. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And when the United Way of St. John's opened in 1957, it was known as the Community Chest. That was the first year they raised $48,000. The United Way has changed a lot, but their focus hasn't. Today, with a total impact of over $3 million annually, they continue to fight for the areas of health, education, and financial stability of every person in our community. All right, guys, it's Friday. So free tax preparation is going on through the United Way of St. John's at two convenient locations, one at the Vistar Credit Union on 312 and the Health and Human Services Building. They have a few open appointments, so give them a call, 904-373-8671. This is a free certified tax prepared for you.
Very good.
Yes.
Yeah, man. So important. Okay.
Ready?
What do we got to look forward to here?
Bizarre fake products.
Okay.
Okay. So this first one, a prescription pill that I found on the ground. It could be fun or it might kill you. Oh, don't want to be seen like it's a waste of time or just leave it. It could be fun, but it could be laxatives there, Brenda.
You don't know what it is.
Yeah. Leave it there. Next up, I would buy this apology sock.
Apology sock.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Just okay.
Very random.
Okay. Very random.
Next up, quit your job resignation letter. It's sort of like Mad Libs there. Yeah. I quit this job. It has been blank, leaving me to do blank, blank, blank.
I like that.
Next up, I've
needed that a couple times.
Yeah, I know, right? It would be nice to have that there. Next up, a compass that always points toward roast beef.
Really?
Mm.
Wow. Tasty.
Locates the nearest roast beef. It's always close. Never leave the beef without it. That's nice.
Okay.
Next up, this is a 3.5-inch floppy disk that unlocks the GOAT internet. I was going to ask you about this. Have you ever seen this before?
The GOAT internet?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I don't know either.
The forbidden knowledge of a GOAT, apparently.
Now I'm really curious.
Very gross. Okay. All right, next up, thoughtless gifts. Here is a red shoelace, just one.
And a keychain that says Lisa. I'm guessing most people that get this present are not named Lisa.
Lisa, yeah, right. Maybe save the gift receipt on that one. Next up, you can be anything. Teacher, tallest bird, a fetus, male doctor. Wow. Or even nothing. That's the next one.
Okay, yeah. That's what a lot of people do around here.
This is my next favorite. Joyless characters. Wow. Fictional worker. Collect them all. Retail worker, food service, anything in the office, medical building and coding, flight attendant, the person who has to clean all of the toilets at the motel and high traffic rest stop facilities. Next up, it's Corn Man, because that's sweeping the nation.
Why? He's got a peg leg, too.
What's up with
the peg leg? I don't get it.
And last one, give me those hot kisses.
Wow.
Okay. Egg flavor chapstick. Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Not available at Panache, apparently.
I don't think it ever will be.
At all.
I mean, it might be all natural, though.
No.
Okay. Sounds right up your alley.
Ooh, okay. All right.
There's nothing natural about that.
No. All right, well, on that note, we hope you guys have a great weekend. We had fun this week. I hope you did as well. And thank you again to Michelle for coming in, or dropping the big news on us.
Yes.
And we'll talk to you Monday.
Stay fresh, cheese bags.